Ever try to use like a voice assistant in a crowded room? Like you're at a party trying to set a reminder and it just can't understand what you're saying.
It's a nightmare.
It's so frustrating.
It is.
So it turns out that this is like a huge unproblem in speech recognition, and it's all because of something called crosstalk noise. So today we are going to deep dive into some research from Interspeech 2007, where researchers tackled this problem head on,
Interesting.
and get this, they fought noise with more noise.
It sounds crazy,
It does sound a little crazy.
but it's actually a pretty clever idea.
Okay.
The traditional approaches to dealing with noise in speech recognition have often focused on trying to like reduce the noise itself,
Right.
like noise robust feature extraction
Yeah.
or speech enhancement.
So trying to like clean up the signal before it even gets to the speech recognition part.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly. But these methods can struggle with dynamic, unpredictable noises like crosstalk,
All right.
which changes and fluctuates over time.
Yeah, because it's like another human
What?
voice, and it's not just random
Yeah,
noise.
it's very structured.
So instead of trying to silence the noisy room, these researchers decided to kind of embrace the chaos.
Exactly. They found that by adding a known controlled noise to both the training data and the test data,
Okay.
they could actually improve the system's ability to handle the unpredictable noise of the real world.
So they're basically like giving it a noise vaccine,
That's a good analogy.
exposing it to a weaker form of noise during training so that it can build up immunity to the harsher stuff that it will encounter in the
Exactly.
real world. Okay, so how does this work? Are they just blasting like random noise into the system?
Not exactly. It's not just any random noise. The key is to use a specific type of noise called masking noise. And the researchers in this study found that a particular kind of masking noise work exceptionally well against crosstalk.
Okay, what is it?
Babble noise.
Babble noise.
Babble noise.
Okay, so that's like the sound of lots of people talking at once.
Exactly, like a crowded room or a cocktail party.
Okay, but hold on. Isn't that just going to make things even noisier?
Now you might think that,
Yeah.
but here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Babble noise, because of the way sound waves combine
Uh-huh.
and interact, actually ends up behaving like a more predictable, almost smooth kind of noise.
Really? Oh.
It's thanks to a principle called the central limit theorem,
I've heard of that.
which basically says that when you combine a bunch of random signals together, they tend to average out and
Okay.
do a more stable pattern.
Gotcha. So instead of trying to pick out like one voice from a jumble of sounds, the system is trained to recognize speech against a backdrop of this more consistent babble.
And it turns out this approach is remarkably effective.
Interesting.
The researchers found that by using babble noise as a mask, they could significantly improve the accuracy
Wow.
of speech recognition systems, especially when dealing with pesky crosstalk. In fact, in one experiment, they saw a 24.2% relative improvement in accuracy.
24.2%.
24.2%
That's huge.
compared to using clean speech models.
It sounds like this could be like a game changer for
Absolutely.
things like voice assistants,
Yeah.
especially in noisy environments.
Especially in those noisy
And
environments.
like imagine like using your phone at a concert to like, send a text. Or even just in a busy cafe trying to order a coffee.
And it's important to remember this research was done back in 2007.
That's right.
So imagine the possibilities now
Yeah.
with the advancements we've seen in areas like deep learning. That's a
Right.
great point
This research really laid the groundwork.
for a lot of the innovations we see today.
Yeah.
But you mentioned that they used a specific technique called Rover to
Yes.
get these results.
Can you explain what that is and why it's so important?
Of course. Rover stands for Recognizer Output Voting Error Reduction.
Okay.
It's a technique that combines the outputs of multiple speech recognition systems,
Okay.
each trained with slightly different masking noises.
Okay.
It's like having a panel of experts weigh in on the same problem and then using their combined knowledge to come up with a more accurate solution. This approach is particularly effective because it can adapt to varying corrupting noises, making it much more robust in real-world scenarios.
So it's kind of like a wisdom of the crowds approach, but for speech recognition, by bringing together different perspectives, you end up with a more reliable and accurate result. This is all incredibly fascinating.
And it's cool stuff.
But I have to ask,
yeah,
wouldn't adding any kind of noise potentially degrade the original speech signal?
That's a great question.
How do we know that the benefits of masking outweigh the risks?
It's a crucial question.
Yeah.
And it highlights the need to carefully tune and optimize the masking process. Think of it like finding the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
You need enough noise to effectively mask the corrupting noise.
Right.
But not so much that it overwhelms the speech you're trying to recognize.
Yeah.
The research explored different signal-to-noise ratios, finding that a balanced approach is essential. Too little masking noise, and you won't see much benefit. Too much. And you risk drowning out the speech you're trying to understand.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't want to cure the disease by killing the patient.
Exactly. You need to find that right balance.
Right. So how would this work in like a real world application?
Well,
like, would my phone need to constantly analyze the noise around me?
Yes.
And adjust the masking levels on the fly?
That's exactly what would need to happen. The researchers suggest that real world applications would need some form of automatic noise analysis to dynamically adjust the noise levels based on the environment. This could involve constantly monitoring the surrounding soundscape and adapting the masking noise accordingly.
So that's a lot of complexity happening behind the scenes.
It is.
Just so I can tell my voice assistant to play my favorite song at a party.
It might seem complex, but the underlying principle is surprisingly simple. Sometimes the best way to deal with noise is to fight it with more noise. And as we've seen, this seemingly counterintuitive approach has the potential to revolutionize the way we interact with technology in the increasingly noisy world around us. What's especially fascinating is that this isn't just limited to speech recognition. This idea of using noise to combat noise has applications far beyond the realm of sound.
Okay, now you've really got me intrigued.
It's a powerful concept.
Where else could this masking concept be applied?
We'll dive into that.
And what other fascinating insights did these researchers uncover? We'll dive deeper into those questions and explore the broader implications of this groundbreaking research after a quick break. Stay with us.
Sounds good.